T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A lot is happening in your world.
A little bit too busy right now.
I'm driving the kids to school.
Keep up by coming back. News every half hour, all day.
You can go back and get news that just happened.
Find your way back here. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
8:06 on the Bob Rose Show, hour number 3 of our get-together. Thank you for tuning in. Time check brought to you by Prestige. Hayes Jewelers with the answer is always yes. Of course, the story of the day is the story of yesterday. Sad and tragic shooting at a Broward County high school. It's a huge school. When I lived in Fort Lauderdale, that town, Parkland, I don't even know if it existed back in the day. But because of the growth, it just keeps moving west, further west, further west. These are highly populated areas now. So you've got a school that has over 3,000 students. So think about the facility, the footprint. How do you protect who goes in and comes out? How do you, you know, how do you take charge of a scenario in a situation like that? One of the reasons why that they're still having, still going to take time to clear all the rooms and to go through the protocol. But it's an awful situation. And they do have a man in custody. He's a 19-year-old former student. Coward Cruz is what I'm calling him, because it's a completely cowardly act. And these people want some level of infamy. I'm not going to give it to him. I'm just going to say he's a complete and utter coward. Pulled the fire alarm so that people he knew they would rush out into the hallway, and then he could just pull the trigger with allegedly his AR-15, and he had several magazines. And so the carnage, actually, as sad as it is to say, could have actually been worse. And we have our expert that we go to many, many times, Chris Wagner, here from the Institute of Public Safety at Santa Fe College.
You got it right.
I got it right. Well, I had to write it down. Yeah.
Whatever works.
I'm Ron Burgundy. If you don't write it down for me, it'll come out however, which is not always in the proper order. But, Chris, thanks for spending some time with us. And we appreciate what you do, because there is a shortage of law enforcement officers. There's going to be a greater shortage coming up. It can be a very rewarding career. And if you need training, because you have to have training before you go, you have a state-of-the-art facility. Tell people just how phenomenal, truly phenomenal, the state-of-the-art facility is that you train young folks at.
We just opened our new wing in October for our very first class, and our new wing at the Institute of Public Safety Police Academy, we teach corrections law enforcement, EMT, and paramedic. So if you're interested in being a first responder of any kind, you can come to us. Our new wing has technology in it that is not available anywhere else in the United States right now. We have a shooting simulation system that will be life-size. It's 12. Our rooms are 12 by 12 on purpose for this purpose. And from floor to ceiling, wall to wall, you will have an image projected by laser 4K projectors. You will engage with them, talk to them, and it actually recognizes and uses your voice, and the instructor can use your voice commands to alter the pattern or the direction the scenario takes. It could end up in a shooting if you're not doing things properly. It could end up in a guy gives up if you do things properly. And then what makes it even greater is it's a multiple room system where you engage them in one room. You will literally see the person walk through the door, and it's a real physical door. And then you will have to move to the next room and engage them in a different room. So it literally is something that's nowhere else in the nation right now, not even at the federal law enforcement training areas. And we're really excited about it. We're going to be doing an open house in March. I believe we're going to open it up to public if they want to come see and get tours and see the technology we're using. And it's phenomenal. It's actually made for me. I've been there 21 years, and this is a long
overdue.
They
built it for you?
No, I wish. but I'll tell you, it's made teaching there fun again. You're using new technology. You're using all the capabilities that you can. And it's just, we have a great time.
How much do you see somebody change when they're a student and the first time you put them in one of these scenarios versus after they've trained on it several times? How much of a change? I mean, is it completely obvious?
Oh, yeah. And, the thing is, the virtual reality training is great. That's not the only scenario training that we do, though. When you say scenarios, it can be done virtually with the video images and things like an adult video game. or we actually use the facility itself, the building. We have over 300 cameras, motion sensors, and microphones and speakers located throughout the building. Nowhere in the building or this new wing can you go and you're not on camera except the restrooms.
So every once in a while when you see somebody walking down the hallway, you just hit a little siren just to scare
you
the heck out of them?
You could. In fact, yesterday I caught my director walking down the hallway and I called to him from inside a room and he was looking around for who's calling him. But yeah, it's a phenomenal technology. We're going to be doing an active shooter demonstration for the Santa Fe Board of Trustees on Tuesday. And Santa Fe Police Department is coming out because they're the ones that would respond along with GPD and ASO, and we're going to demonstrate this technology. So it's a really, really cool thing. But
are you allowed to mention that it's so phenomenal that even there's other, not even agencies that want to train with you that are of a...
Yeah, well, that's okay. Yeah, we can. The military is actually coming. Our friends at Camp Blanding, who run the drug training task force for all of the United States federal law enforcement people. They put on drug training, like how to inspect vehicles, hidden compartment vehicles, things like that. They're coming over and now using our facility for some of their training, and we're going to be holding some of our firearms training at their phenomenal firearms ranges that they've got out there. So it's a partnership that we just established, and our new wing and technology was part of that.
Can I go? I want to go water skiing on that lake out there.
You got to talk to the chief of police.
It's hard to get on it.
Yeah, Chief Pendleton out there at Camp Blanding.
Can you put in a word for me?
I'll try.
Okay. On a serious issue, we're talking about the shooting, and to me, I mean, the first thing I thought of is this is clearly a mental health issue. Folks on the media will try to make some sort of bizarre gun control type argument. Statistically, it can't be backed up in any way, shape, or form. Logic will not back that kind of mentality up in any way, shape, or form. So I've simply moved beyond that. But you've talked about, Chris has talked about Senate Bill 1236. Dennis Baxley has put this together. It's probably not even going to get really out of committee or even into committee or whatever in this session in Tallahassee, which is sad because this would allow former and active duty law enforcement and military folks to be armed on school campuses. And even if it didn't have a huge impact once a scenario has occurred, the deterrent effect would be huge because these twisted individuals that are looking for mass murders, they're looking for easy, soft targets with high body counts. And if they think that they're going to meet with resistance, they're going to probably choose another target.
Yeah. You know, signs have never stopped a mass murder. Gun-free zone signs or no guns allowed signs posted on the outside of our schools.
How come nobody's learned that? It was back in the 70s in New York when they first started talking about guns are bad, guns are bad. There was a neighborhood, and they said they put up a thing, we're a gun-free zone, basically. They said no guns allowed around here. And eventually they all took their signs down because they were getting broken in, they were getting molested, they were getting burglarized, all kinds
of
things.
That's because gun-free zones are a misnomer. They don't work. It's simply an invitation to criminals because they know there will be no one fighting back.
But the lesson was learned in the 1970s. Why do we continually have to... you know, talk about this on the air? Who's not getting the message?
Well, I think it's the people that want to control. There's this mentality in the national level of legislation, the senators and representatives, where they want control. And I don't understand why they think the Second Amendment is the one thing that they need to control. And they can't. It's literally impossible in today's day and age for any kind of legislation to outlaw firearms in the United States. It's beyond that point. Let's move beyond trying to figure out a way to make over 100 million American citizens criminals. Let's move to the real issues, the mental health issues, the bullying issues like our caller brought up before, some of these other issues. This is a ridiculous way of looking at it. You know, let's work on hardening the targets. Let's put a bunch of things into work instead of focusing on one thing.
You get on a list somehow? Let's say you're friends with this guy on social media, and you see there's dead animals on there. Not, and this is not a hunting thing. I mean, dead animals, right. Mutilated, all pro-gun, pro-stuff. He says things that are violent and nasty and all that. And if you get a complaint, not maybe from one student, but you get one from a few, how about a protocol to say, okay, this is something that law enforcement should at least maybe have a talk with?
I can tell you right now, that's already being done. If someone calls up to our local law enforcement agencies, Alachua County Sheriff's Office or GPD or any of the other local ones, and they were to tell them, hey, we've got a student in one of our schools that's posting this, and they get one or two or three more reports, they take it seriously. This is already being done. But the problem is no one's reporting these things.
Yeah, because apparently these kids, after the fact, they talk about, oh, yeah, if there was ever going to be a school shooting, that was the guy that we, you know, we thought, hey, this would be one of those guys that would do that.
Yeah, it's one of the simple see something, say something things that you know, saying that's out there. It makes sense in this issue.
But in social media, because things are exaggerated in so many ways and so many times, I think the children themselves become a little bit desensitized because people talk smack, for lack of a better term.
Well, let's make sure that it is something being talked to smack first. And then say,
err,
okay,
on the side of caution.
Yes.
Don't be afraid
Absolutely.
To call it in.
Absolutely.
You'd rather have, you know, 99 wrong calls or 99 calls that were overreaction than the one call that says, please respond, we have a multiple shooting in progress.
100% correct.
All right. 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Chris Wagner's going to stick around for a little bit longer. And we'll try to get to more calls in the next segment. I apologize. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
News and talk station 97.3 The Sky. Now, traffic and weather together.
And this report brought to you by Florida Prepaid. Fog, our biggest issue this morning, really hurting visibility. Drive carefully, keep those lights on. Looks like a couple of issues, too, regarding that. Ocala, I-75 northbound, mile marker 336, have an accident. Also, Ocala roadblock at Southeast 79th Street at Juniper Road. And Micanopy, an accident, 441 at Southeast County Road 346. With Florida Prepaid, you can start saving for college in as little as 15 minutes. What's your plan? Enroll by February 28th at myfloridaprepaid.com.
Warmer and drier days ahead. That includes this afternoon. We should see mostly sunny skies developing and a high near 81. Clear with fog again possible late tonight, a low of 57. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a high of 82. From the UF Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jeff Hoffman.
Gainesville 58, Ocala 60, the Villages 61. Traffic and weather together every 15 minutes mornings on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Come on, let's rev those pipes. You ready for a good time? Are you ready for a party? Hey, it's Bob Rose, and it's time for Gainesville Harley Davidson's annual birthday bash. Join the Gainesville Harley family. They're celebrating a milestone birthday. That's right. Coming up Saturday, February 17th from noon to 4 p.m., 25 years rocking it strong. It is time for a party. Stop by for a cold brew, food fresh from the Gainesville Harley cook crew, Hogtown Slayers performing on stage. You've got baseline dino runs going on, prizes and more prizes, and of course, cake. No presents required. Just you. Bring the bike, the family, your friends, whoever, and get ready to party. Don't miss Gainesville Harley Davidson's 25th birthday bash, Saturday, February 17th from noon to 4 p.m. No one throws a party like Gainesville Harley Davidson, with all the proceeds benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of Alachua County. Gainesville Harley Davidson, built, not bought, 25 years strong. Located off I-75 at 39th Avenue or online at GainesvilleHarley.com. Please drink responsibly. Don't drink and ride.
Every day is a challenge. Do I wear short sleeves and a windbreaker, or do I break out my heavy winter coat and gloves? Make 2018 the year you don't feel sick and tired anymore. Sinus issues like infections, congestion, headaches, fatigue, and even snoring don't have to make you miserable. Stay away from expensive prescriptions, over-the-counter nose sprays, or messy neti pots to help you breathe better. Dr. Neil Goldhaber's innovative balloon sinuplasty is an amazing breakthrough. This FDA-approved procedure replaces traditional treatments such as surgery with a single office visit. The whole process takes less than 30 minutes, requires no general anesthesia, and is covered by most insurance. To find out more about Dr. Goldhaber's innovative balloon sinuplasty procedure, you can visit goldsinus.com. That's goldsinus.com. Or if you're ready to make an appointment, simply call 352-229-8480. After visiting Dr. Goldhaber, it won't matter what the forecast says, because you'll be breathing better.
One of the things that makes our community so special is that, unlike in giant cities, people here look out for one another. Nowhere is that more true than when fire, water, or wind damages a home. Friends, family, and neighbors provide comfort. And restoration specialists respond quickly and decisively to repair the damage and restore your home to exactly the way it was, or even better. Restoration Specialists has been serving you proudly since 1972, and we're locally based. And because we know a damaged home can cause homeowners a lot of stress and anxiety, we work hard to make the restoration process as stress-free as possible. Call 888-214-2322 or visit restorationspecialist.com. If your home has been damaged by fire, water, wind, or even mold, See why we're the good people to turn to.
Restoration Specialists. Good people to turn to.
There's a lot of talk about superfoods these days. At Hardee's, we've always believed in superfoods, like our legendary Frisco breakfast sandwich. Now, don't let the name fool you. There's no kale, quinoa, or coconut oil in it. But it is a superfood. Fluffy scrambled eggs, a mountain of thinly sliced ham, with melty American and Swiss cheeses, served on our signature buttery sourdough toast. Start your day with a superfood. The legendary Frisco breakfast sandwich, only at Hardee's.
Hey folks, Jay Anderson here. You know, I'm no longer on the sky every day, but something I am on every day? The flooring. You know, I had my flooring installed at my home from Newberry Floor Store. That's right, if you're looking for new flooring for your home or office, call my friends at Newberry Floor Store. Why? Well, because I said so, and because they're family-owned and operated, their attention to detail is unsurpassed, and their rates are lower than the chain stores. If you're even thinking about flooring, there's only one place to go. Newberry Floor Store. Check them out, newberryfloorstore.com.
This segment on The Sky is brought to you by Gainesville Highfield MRI. On the web at GainesvilleHighfieldMRI.com.
Noon to 3.
I've had wide, broad-based goals.
Listen to the best there is.
Like being the best.
Rush.
The best.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Hey, 22 on the Bob Rose Show, live and local. Thank you for tuning in. Greg Cassidy here, of course, as usual. And a special guest, Chris Wagner, who's been here many, many times. Institute of Public Safety at Santa Fe College. It's where he teaches at the phenomenal facility, state-of-the-art, brand new. And they're looking for folks. And I mean, they train everybody, the EMTs, a first responder of any kind. And getting out there and check it out. And it's not just for, you know, young people fresh out of high school or college. You know, the age requirements are pretty broad. I don't want to be – do you want to be specific or not, Chris?
No, we don't have – I had a 72-year-old go through to get a certification because he got hired by the state and needed a certification done again. Any age. We are hopefully getting people mature, good solid background, people that can be hired by our local agencies who are going to have a huge shortage in the near future. ASO, GPD, and UPD are all going to be needing people desperately in the next 3 to 4 years. But yeah, we need good people who want to make a difference in their local area and become first responders, EMTs, paramedics, cops, and corrections officers. We need you. We need you to apply, get through the training, and get hired. We help you do that.
Let me talk to one of his former military guy, DC. Nope, DC didn't hold. Levy County Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, being a former delinquent, crazy kid from the South, grew up in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, the schools I went to had armed police officers inside of it. They had chain link fences. Some of them even had barbed wire at the top of it. South Area Alternative, look it up. It's almost like a prison school for kids like me. You need to have teachers taught, trained how to use a firearm, whatever. You need to have police officers in schools. We house prisons. We have guards that have weapons at prisons that keep the inmates safe. Why are we not doing that with our children? They're our most precious, resource. They are people that we love and cherish. Why would we not have a sane armed person at these facilities? It makes no sense to me whatsoever.
How many would you need? I mean, I believe there were two resource officers that were already stationed at that school. It's 3,200 students there. It's a huge school. How many would cover the territory better? Four? Would you do six? It's a tough one. And by the way, my understanding is I think he was sent to an alternative school for a period of time. I believe this man who was involved in the
I don't know about that one.
In the shooting. But, the bottom line is, unless you want to make a school more like a prison, you're not going to be able to keep everybody safe in a free and open society, are you?
No. And the thing is in a free and open society that we have, it comes at a cost. And that, as sad as it sounds, we have a society where people are going to be harmed by other people. Evil cannot be legislated away. You can't make new fences to keep evil out. Evil will find a way. What we have to do is find a way to stop that evil, prevent that evil from harming more than we can. In other words, let's make some changes that will at least, if we can't prevent it, let's lessen it.
And let's not make jokes about, hey, this is the guy that, you know, he's disgruntled. He's probably the guy that would come back to the workplace and shoot the place up. Hey, this kid's obviously troubled. He's always talking about guns. Man, if there's ever a shooting around here, that'll probably be the kid. Instead of, you know, making that kind of comment to your friend, let law enforcement know.
Kids in that school should have gone to the school resource officer and said, hey, listen, you know, this isn't something I'm not 100% sure of, but this kid scares me, and he scares me because... That's all they've got to do.
And let them follow up on it.
Yeah. And if it's nothing, it's nothing. And we've simply inconvenienced somebody for a little bit. If it is something, you may have just prevented these 17 kids from dying.
That's a great point. 8:26 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up at 9:05, we're actually going to talk to GPD's Ben Tobias. We had a recent double murder here in the area, another a tragedy. We're going to ask him about that. And also panhandling, the county has changed what they're doing legally. We'll see how GPD may or may not adapt to what the county's laying out there. So we'll talk to him about that. And Teresa joins us on the air. Good morning.
Hello. I heard Chris Wagner speak a while ago.
Yeah, he's still here.
Okay, yes. Anyway, he spoke a while ago about maybe 1% of children and teenagers that are, you know, watching the violence of video games and stuff. Only maybe 1% of them might turn violent.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only 1% that is actually killing in these schools and stuff.
Right.
So think about that 1%.
Right. What's 1% of 1 million? That's what we have to worry about. We have so many children who are exposed to this stuff.
Well,
you know?
The one is the people that's shooting the children.
Right. But do you, in other words, okay, so you have cartoons that we grew up with that may show violent acts, you know,
Wile E. Coyote
or whatever, Wile E. Coyote, yeah. Always an anvil falling on that guy, whatever. Which that's the only time you ever saw an anvil,
right.
Unless your dad was a blacksmith.
And it was from Acme.
Yeah, in the band, those anvils.
Yeah. Yeah, Acme and the dynamite from Acme.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, we've all seen violence. We're exposed to it much greater degree today than then. Mm-hmm. Video games are so lifelike.
Graphic.
Very graphic. Most kids are not going to have a negative impact from that, but we're not talking about most kids.
And how do you determine which children will be negatively impacted? That's what we need to work on. Let's work on figuring out how we spot the kids that will later be the ones to turn into these types of people.
And let somebody in a position of authority know that you have cares and concerns and worries about this particular person's behavior.
And it doesn't have to be a kid in a school. If you're in a workplace or you're out and you know somebody that is a concern to you about something like this, say something to someone in where we can investigate it. Let law enforcement know.
That's great advice. Chris Wagner from the Institute of Public Safety, Santa Fe College, teaching recruits in law enforcement. Very important stuff, but he also has a military and law enforcement background. We're going to talk more to him, Chris, if he can stick around for a little bit longer, and then we'll let him go. We've got some other headlines we're going to try to get to as well coming up later on. But right now, a lot of conversation about 17 dead and more wounded at the Broward County High School where a shooting took place yesterday. What can we do to remedy this kind of a scenario situation? What can we do to try to make it safer for our kids? We'll talk about that and more coming up on the Bob Rose Show.
We're here to discuss the critical need to rebuild America's crumbling infrastructure.
On the Sky.
The Trump infrastructure plan has the skin of an infrastructure plan, but it lacks the guts.
The news that's trending.
And now we start DACA talks.
Now the time.
The news that's now.
This is the moment for a narrow bill.
I think we can do it.
It is a best and final offer. The news station.
Propose that for folks who are on food stamps, they actually receive the food instead of receive the cash.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky. The Sky.
Sam Roberts from Air Ducts Heating and Air here, and so many of our customers are complaining about high utility bills.
It seems bills keep going up and up. So how can we make them lower? Answer: a new energy-efficient heating and air system. According to U.S. Department of Energy, 42% of your electric bill goes to heating and air costs. So the more that you can cut that, the more money you can save. Right now, we're offering exceptional pricing on new Trane systems. And with folks getting their income tax checks back, this is a perfect time to invest in your home with a new Trane system. At AirDux, we build our company on the golden rule: treat others the way you'd want them to treat you. For us, that means we treat you like family. If you're tired of just being another number at a larger AC company, give us a call and experience the AirDux difference. 215-4624, that's 215-4624, and online at airductsac.com. At AirDux, we can save you money on your electric bill. Call today for a free estimate on new energy-efficient Trane system. And from all of us at AirDux, thanks and God bless.
License number CAC 181-7288.
Prestige Auto Sales wants to buy your car. Even if you don't buy one of ours, we'll pay top dollar for your vehicle, helping you out of that high payment and avoiding cashier's checks that bounce, Craigslist crazies, and other internet scams. Prestige Auto Sales has been blessed to sell most of our inventory. Let us bless you by giving you top dollar for your car and treating you with the honesty and integrity you deserve. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. Prestige Auto Sales, local, loyal, and always on the level. Prestige Auto Sales, Ocala.
He raised me, two dogs, and most of the neighborhood. Dad's my hero. So when it was my turn to care for him, I was thankful Kindred was there to help.
If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through care options and locations that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medication management, and more, all in the comfort of home. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
97.3 The Sky. Traffic and weather together.
Brought to you by Darlene Pafalo. Well, a few incidents this morning, and no doubt the fog is part of our problem, so do slow down, do drive carefully. Ocala, a couple of problems. Earlier road blockage, Southeast 79th Street at Juniper Road. Also Ocala, accident to I-75 northbound, mile marker 336. Newberry, an accident, Northwest 143rd Street at Northwest 23rd Lane. And Micanopy, earlier accident to 441 at Southeast County Road 346. This report brought to you by Darlene Pafalo, your perfect realtor. Visit Darlene and find out more. DarleneandLucky.com.
Drier and warmer days ahead, and that includes today. Once the fog lifts, we'll see a mostly sunny afternoon, a high near 81. Upper 50s again tonight for a low under clear skies. Fog again possible by daybreak. And generally speaking, mostly sunny through Sunday with little or no rain. Afternoon highs in the low 80s, overnight lows upper 50s. From the UF Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jeff Huffman.
Gainesville, 59. Ocala, 59. The Villages, 62. Sky News Time, 8:33 for the ER and North Florida Regional. You can check North Florida's ER wait times by texting ER to 23,000. ER wait time now. Just 6 minutes.
I'm Susan King, your top local story. The president of the Florida PTA reacting today to the deadly high school shooting in Broward County says enough. Cindy Gerhardt says that although the organization has a long and successful legacy of fighting for the safety, health, and well-being of all children in Florida, she says on Wednesday they feel like they've fallen short. However, Gerhardt adds that their determination is stronger than ever to make sure that this tragic moment is never repeated. And students who survive a school shooting can suffer some long-term psychological effects. This is psychiatrist Dr. Erin Valenti.
There's going to be a sense of loss, a sense of grieving, and there's also going to be a feeling of security being taken away. I think a lot of people feel safe in school, and a lot of parents feel safe sending their children to school, and this takes that away.
Valenti says she thinks people are trying to do everything they can to try and prevent the incidents from happening, but it's becoming difficult to predict when and where these types of actions are going to take place. Next news in 30 minutes on 97.3 The Sky. Listen online and follow us on Twitter at thesky973.com.
Golf and helping the developmentally disabled. Hey, it's Bob Rose. We've teed it up. We're ready to go. The Bob Rose Golf Scramble, presented by The Sky and Betsy Papine and Papine Realty.
The Bob Rose Golf Scramble, Friday, April 13th at Hale Plantation Golf and Country Club.
The Bob Rose Golf Scramble is a benefit for the fine work of the Arc of Alachua County. And again, this year, you could win a brand new Gainesville Harley-Davidson. Sign up now, because the Bob Rose Golf Scramble sells out fast, and I don't want you to be left out.
Enter now at arcalachua.org.
I chose
Chose Meldon Law for my injury case. Their attention to detail, the thoroughness of their investigation, and the way they use technology to tell my story. I've always believed you can't just tell someone about your problem. You have to show them. What they did was put together a visual presentation showing in precise detail how my crash occurred and why the other driver was fully at fault. It showed my entire timeline of medical treatment. Bottom line, I'm forever grateful as to how Meldon Law went the extra mile and showed I wasn't just a number, but a real-life human being whose life was forever changed because of this incident. I recommend them to anyone who has been injured due to the negligence of someone else.
While we can't guarantee that you will obtain the same or similar results, we always fight for justice for our clients. Meldon Law, where you matter most. On the web at MeldonLaw.com. Meldon Law, with offices in Gainesville and Ocala, and consultations are available wherever you're located.
Years after her husband first arrived in Belleblade, Florida from Haiti, Stephanie finally had her family together again. But her husband and daughter became disabled. So now, Stephanie supports them, working brutal 15-hour days in the farm fields. At the Glades Initiative, we connect Stephanie and others with food and social services. Help us help them have decent lives together. Visit gladesinitiative.org.
Now, your Clark Howard Tip of the Day, featuring America's consumer champion.
Brought to you by Florida Credit Union, where everyone has the right to convenient and inexpensive banking, regardless of income or credit history.
On 97.3, The Sky.
This is Clark Howard, and do I have news for you? I have the miracle weight loss plan. Yes, I do. You've seen it on the infomercials. You've seen it on bad late night TV. You can lose weight without any effort at all. Guaranteed. Well, believe it or not, there is such a thing. And it doesn't require exercise or anything like that. And it was in an article in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology. That's something, if you have trouble sleeping at night, you can read that and it'll deal with your insomnia. But what they found is that at work, if you stand all day instead of sitting, that one thing, changing nothing else in your life, will lead to significant weight loss year by year by year. And it's consistent that you keep the weight off simply by standing at work at a standing desk instead of sitting at a traditional one.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
This is historic history. Tax relief.
We'll remember
in 2018.
This vote.
Historic.
Hell no, you can't.
History.
Hell yes.
Heard on the sky every day. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Hey, 8:39 on the Bob Rose Show. Thank you for tuning in. Sad day for Americans. It really is. 17 dead, multiple wounded, a shooting at a Broward County high school. That's a huge high school in Parkland. And Chris Wagner's with us from the Institute of Public Safety at Santa Fe College. He instructs recruits out there, and he's got a background in law enforcement, obviously, and also in the military. I guess, Chris, let me ask you this. How are you training new police officers to deal with mental illness? Because we hate it when somebody who's mentally ill has to be taken down by a law enforcement officer. We wish there was a better way to deal with that? And we know you've been working on it, but what are we doing as far as training now? Mental illness versus the criminal element, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, we've been mandated by the Florida legislatures a couple of times on different issues, autism, mental illness, handling people, elderly, different what we call our vulnerable, you know, people that mm-hmm. we need to just, we have really good training when it comes to the mental illness side, but you have to understand that law enforcement should not be the one that people turn to help handle mental illness. We are the people you call when someone is in danger of hurting themselves or someone else. Before that, if someone's having mental illness issues or going through some problems, you need to address that with doctors, psychologists. You need to maybe, if it's as bad as it gets, go to court and get them committed with a Baker Act. But don't use law enforcement as the mental illness treatment tool, because we're not. We respond. We evaluate the danger. If they're a danger to themselves or others, we can involuntarily commit them under a Baker Act. We don't like doing that because we're not psychologist. We are not people who treat. Mm-hmm. We are your safety net, and that's what they're designed to be. So I would really love, we teach all the different mental illnesses. We teach about the ages, but our police officers are there to keep the family members and everybody else safe and the mental ill person safe from harming themselves.
Well, and by the way, and just I want to make this clear to people too, the vast majority of people who suffer from any kind of mental illness are not violent.
No, not
by any
means.
They're not violent. And so I want to make sure that people know that. And when I talk about mental illness, when it comes to somebody this mass shooting, this is a specific sliver or genre.
A sociopath.
Yes.
He's a sociopath. He's a psychopath. You look at the different definitions of those, and those are some things we talk about in law enforcement. But that's somebody who goes beyond and above and in the extremes of paranoia. They go into the violent acts like he did, you know, the murdering of 17 people who probably he didn't know the majority of the people that he murdered. Those kind of people are, law enforcement is the last resort. Those kind of people, the postings on Facebook, friends see them, people see them, but nobody said anything to law enforcement.
That's when you need to
exactly.
let law enforcement
That's
know.
When you let, before these things happen, let us know. We'll investigate if we see it, and we'll agree with you. I mean, if you told us, can you imagine the liability of a police department if you sent them information on somebody and they did nothing.
Did not follow up.
And then this guy is the one that went in and did. Of course they're going to follow up. That makes it, it's a requirement. So yeah, don't rely on law enforcement. Let's treat mental illness as the health issue that it is. Let's treat our kids and their issues. Let's get the bullying under control. Here's the steps to fix this. Concealed carry in schools, what we call campus carry. Allow concealed carry permit holders who have already been background checked, already have been through the training required by the state of Florida, already have gotten their permit. Let them carry a concealed firearm on college and school campuses. Bill that Senator Baxley submitted. Let's get that bill pushed through. Let's get hold of Senator Nigron, the president of the Senate, and tell him he wants it on a House vote because of this incident. This is time is enough. Let's get these common sense as they use, you know, actions done instead of sitting here talking about it all the time.
Yeah, and get the word out that no longer are schools soft targets, gun-free zones where you can go and amass this huge body count. I mean,
yeah, and
change that thought process.
Yeah, and we're talking about our kids. Let's protect our kids. If you're not going to protect college students or you're not going to protect shopping malls, protect your kids at least.
Well, at least in a shopping mall, we can carry, you know, concealed.
Absolutely.
So,
and that's why you don't see a lot of those shootings in the state of Florida with our, you know, I forget what it is now. We're up over 2 million concealed.
Million.
Yeah. That's why you don't see the mass shootings at shopping malls in Florida.
But anytime you change the dynamic of thought, and that is when they first started giving out concealed permits on a regular basis in the state of Florida, I remember the lefties coming out of the woodwork. It's going to be
blood
showdown
in the
at the OK Corral. Blood, yep. Draining, flowing down our city streets. I mean, it was ridiculous. They couldn't wrap their head around it. I think that there's a similar kind of feeling when we talk about arming people on a school campus. This is the same kind of, it's going to be crazy. There's going to be accidents. There's going to be this, there's going to be that.
They picture us handing guns out to people on a whim kind of a thing. I think that's what they say. You know, they see it. They see guns everywhere. And that's not the case. We're talking about qualified, licensed people.
Well, Chris, we appreciate your time on the air. I'm going to let you go now at 9:05. Ben Tobias is going to be in here from GPD.
Important topic, though. Thank you.
No, thanks for coming in and lending your expertise. And always, as you do, you're always on the Johnny on the spot for us and keeping us informed of gun laws and the great work you're doing at the Institute of Public Safety at Santa Fe College. State-of-the-art facility, incredible facility.
Follow our Facebook page.
The envy, really, of the nation when it comes to the technology they're employing there for training folks. So look into that for sure. What's the Facebook?
Just type in Institute of Public Safety, Santa Fe College, and you'll find our Facebook page.
Easy enough.
And Florida Firearms.
Oh, yeah, FloridaFirearmsCoalition.org. Or .com, I'm sorry, not .org.
FloridaFirearmsCoalition.com. And you're going to hit me up for dues if I join?
No, absolutely
I
not.
I know the answer to that because I already joined.
I'm going to charge you twice.
No, I'm already in.
Okay.
I already snuck in.
You know it's for me.
Nice
yes.
try.
Good work on that, too. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Psychotropic medications. Is this really more what we should be talking about instead of the lefties talking about gun control? More on that coming up on the Bob Rose Show. 8:46 News Talk, 97.3 The Sky.
Morning News and Talk Station 97.3 The Sky. Now, traffic and weather together.
Brought to you by Florida Prepaid. The fog, that is our biggest issue this morning. Do drive carefully. Accident Micanopy, 441 at Southeast County, 346. Ocala has been kind of an issue this morning. Had some road blockage at Southeast 79th Street at Juniper Road. Also, Ocala, road blockage reported Northwest 111th Court at Northwest 12th Lane. And Newberry, an accident, Northwest 143rd Street at Northwest 23rd Lane. With Florida Prepaid, you can start saving for college in as little as 15 minutes. What's your plan? Enroll by February 28th at myfloridaprepaid.com.
Warmer and drier days ahead. That includes this afternoon. We should see mostly sunny skies developing and a high near 81. Clear with fog again possible late tonight, a low of 57. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a high of 82. From the UF Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jeff Hoffman.
Gainesville, 59. Ocala, 59. The Villages, 62. Traffic and weather together every 15 minutes mornings on News Talk. 97.3, The Sky.
Every day is a challenge. Do I wear short sleeves and a windbreaker, or do I break out my heavy winter coat and gloves? Make 2018 the year you don't feel sick and tired anymore. Sinus issues like infections, congestion, headaches, fatigue, and even snoring don't have to make you miserable. Stay away from expensive prescriptions, over-the-counter nose sprays, or messy neti pots to help you breathe better. Dr. Neil Goldhaber's innovative balloon sinuplasty is an amazing breakthrough. This FDA-approved procedure replaces traditional treatments such as surgery with a single office visit. The whole process takes less than 30 minutes, requires no general anesthesia, and is covered by most insurance. To find out more about Dr. Goldhaber's innovative balloon sinuplasty procedure, you can visit goldsinus.com. That's goldsinus.com. Or if you're ready to make an appointment, simply call 352-229-8480. After visiting Dr. Goldhaber, it won't matter what the forecast says, because you'll be breathing better.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Meldon of the Meldon Law Firm. I'm here with Ralph, a client whose case was recently brought to a successful conclusion. Ralph, what were your impressions about the way our firm handled your case?
The attention to detail, the way they use technology to tell my story.
Can you talk a little bit about what you saw as far as how we use technology to bring your case to a conclusion?
They put together an amazing visual presentation. It showed exactly how the crash occurred and why the other driver was at fault. Meldon Law went the extra mile for me and my wife. They protected our future. I would recommend them to anyone who has been injured due to the negligence of someone else.
While we can't guarantee that you will obtain the same or similar results, we always fight for justice for our clients. Meldon Law, where you matter most. On the web at MeldonLaw.com. Meldon Law, with offices in Gainesville and Ocala, and consultations are available wherever you're located.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference.
Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take red. 800-506-2734.
Time to think big for your future. Florida Credit Union is now offering special CD rates for 2018 with a range of investment terms, including 1.40% APY for 9 months and a $5,000 minimum. Federally insured by the NCUA. APY equals annual percentage yield. These rates effective as of January 24, 2018 and are subject to change at any time. For detailed terms and conditions, visit Florida Credit Union online at flcu.org.
Saturday, February 17th, it's the Ocala Main Street Parade of Nations Horse Celebration to showcase who we are in the horse capital and welcome international equestrians competing in the Longines FEI Nations Cup at Hitts Posttime Farm. See over 25 horse breeds walk the beautiful downtown square in Ocala. Carriage rides, refreshments, and the world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales. Free for all ages, visit facebook.com/fielddowntown. Sponsored by Peterson & Smith Equine Hospital, Shelter Aviation, and Marco's Pizza.
This segment of The Sky is brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Full service dentistry for the entire family.
Look around you. How much control do you really have in your own life?
Mark Levin.
Almost none.
Locked and loaded. 6 weekdays. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
H51 on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. And Greg, you've been silent this morning, not because you want to be, because I know you have plenty to say about this topic, where 17 folks were killed, a shooting at Broward County High School in Parkland, which is not too far between Fort Lauderdale and Miami and west a little bit from there. These are areas that, well, I went to broadcasting school down there in 1980-81, and there was nothing out that far west, really. I mean, not much. And now it's densely populated. I mean, that high school at 3,200 students.
It's a lot of kids.
So for those that are going to call for, you know, hey, let's have more armed people there, well, you'd have to have quite a few.
A three-story building, did you say?
Yeah.
It's a lot of ground to cover.
It is. It really is. And so you're going to fence all that off. You're going to put razor wire up. What are you going to do? And remember, again, I know it's hard to look at things statistically. It's hard to look at things from a logical point of view because it's emotionally driven. You think of children being mowed down.
Right.
Laying there in their own blood, dying. That's kind of hard to get past. But what are the odds of something like that occurring again? In that school, in that area, in the state. Yeah. Now, some would say, well, it will happen again. It's just a matter of time. It might be 20 years, but something like that easily could occur again. So where do we find that balance?
That's going to be the key. First off, you got to realize, one, because of mass media and hysteria, everything gets talked about more. The reality is, since 1993, and you and I were talking about this off the air when Chris was here, actually the gun violence has dropped. Less people get killed by guns.
Dramatically.
It was worse during the AR ban, if you will, the assault rifle ban, if you will, than it is now. Very few crimes are actually committed with an AR. It's usually a handgun, which is a lot more easily accessible anyway. So, first off, you got to get rid of all the rhetoric and get down to the facts before you can even talk about it.
And there's plenty of 18-year-olds that have long guns that handle them responsibly. I mean, the vast, vast majority, 99%.
How many years ago, you could go to a high school in the back of the pickup truck window, there's a long gun in the window in a rack, and nobody thought a thing about it. It's just been part of this whole anti-gun culture that suddenly guns are evil.
If you look at, you know, and we use this to sometimes draw some sort of parallel or whatever, but you look at people dying on our highways, you know, 30,000 traffic deaths a year. We could, you could make the speed limit 35 miles an hour everywhere.
Sure.
And I guarantee you the fatalities would go down. They won't disappear completely, but they'll go way down.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to look at it, okay, at what cost? At what cost? There's always a cost. So you want to harden that target around the school? Do you want to arm people? I'm in favor, by the way, of the Senate bill that Chris talked about. That it's 1236, by the way. Senate Bill 1236 in Tallahassee. Dennis Baxley is the author of that. I'm in favor of that. And it's a good place to start. Mm-hmm. I'd like to expand upon that.
Sure.
To having, you know, if you have a concealed weapon permit, you're either you've passed the background check and you can carry legally. When you start to restrict that from where you can carry, all you're doing is putting up a sign saying, hey,
free targets.
If you have a gun,
yeah,
it's open season.
Yeah.
And I hate the, you know, I hate the idea of that. But these twisted individuals like the shooter here, these are the people that are looking to amass the biggest body count that they can. The good news is there's not many of those kinds of people that are willing to carry something like that out, carry something like that out. It's 330 million people or something like that live in the United States. I mean, to me, and I know maybe this is too soon to say it, but I'm actually kind of amazed with some of the weirdos that are around that we don't have more.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? I mean, thank the good Lord we don't.
Yeah, it's true.
But, you know, there are some measures, some things that we can take that are based on logic. And those are some of the moves I think we should make. We've got a special guest in the studio, Gainesville Police Department's Ben Tobias. He is going to be with us for the next while anyway. We had an awful crime that took place here at Summer Place, a double homicide.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.